WPG 107.1. I am Nectarios. With me, Colin. And today is, you're listening to Take It Away on WPG 107.1. Alex not with us today, but we have a lot of great stuff going on. Mom's Weekend was this past weekend. So with that in mind, our topic of the day is, or our question of the day is, would you go to a bar with your mom, yes or no? Keep in mind, a lot of U of I students go to bars with their moms. So that's what we'll be discussing. Also in the program, we have this week in tech. We'll talk a little bit about Facebook and the new red iPhone 8 got released. So we'll talk about that. Also, we're giving away free tickets to the Eberfest Film Festival, the 2018. We're giving away tickets to Belle, the movie, with a special guest, the director, Emma Asante. That screening is on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. We'll be giving those tickets away soon.
Never have the time.
Take it away on WPGU 107.1. Nectarius and Colin today. A little bit of news for Take It Away. Officially starting today, Take It Away is almost daily, Monday through Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. We have two teams, one on Mondays and Wednesdays, and another team on Tuesdays, Thursdays. So we're really excited about that. You can go check out our Facebook page, Take It Away, WPGU 107.1. You should be able to find it. But Colin, how's it going?
Pretty well. You know, day started out kind of weird. I wasn't really expecting it to snow, but ended fairly
quickly.
Yeah,
I look outside the window. I wake up, I look outside the window, you know, Monday morning. I'm like, okay. I turn the blinds, you know, so I can actually wake up, look at the sun, and then, oh, there's snow on the ground.
Yeah, suddenly. It's winter again. Did I go through a time portal?
Yeah, so this is like our third winter, I think. I don't know. You know the saying, April snow brings May flowers, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's how it goes.
Right? So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe on a good day we'll actually have a summer here, but I guess that's the mood today. I think it's melted almost entirely, though, at this point. So that should be, I don't want to jinx it, but that should be our last snow of the year until October, November.
Definitely just jinxed it.
Yeah. but, I mean, talking about stuff going on, like, not that great. Today I was in a lecture of maybe 200 people, and suddenly, out of nowhere, I get a nosebleed.
Really?
Yeah. So the good thing is I was sitting on the side so I could get out, like, quickly.
Yeah.
But it was pretty intense. So I, like, rush out, and some guy follows me out, like, after I rush out, like, maybe a few seconds later. He's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, yeah, it's just a nosebleed. And so before he walks back in, I asked him, did the professor tell you to come by? And he said, yeah. He was like, someone should go check on him. So I basically got him. Then when I walked back, like, I got him, you know, everyone knew that I had a nosebleed out of like 200 people. I feel so embarrassed.
That happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was emceeing a speaking competition. So I was like in a suit directing this competition with all the speakers. And all of a sudden my nose is bleeding. So I just have to say, "I'll be back." And then I just leave.
Yeah, but I felt weird, because then I came back and people were like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay. Don't worry about it." But that was super embarrassing for me. And that's, like, I've had nosebleeds, like, you know, maybe once every 2 months or something. But never in a, like, usually it's in a situation where I can control it.
Yeah.
Where I can find a bathroom immediately. Not in a lecture hall, though. This is the first time in a lecture hall where I had a nosebleed. So that was not fun.
Yeah. Sometimes your blood is like your girlfriend. Essential for normal functioning, yet constantly trying to leave you.
I mean, yeah, that's if you want to interpret it like that, of course. But too bad Alex is not here, because he probably would have liked that. But
he's with us in spirit.
Uh-huh. He is in Nashville, and he was coming back today, so you'll get to hear him again on Wednesday, since now we're daily. But Mom's Weekend was this past weekend at U of I, and that's the... The reason why I think this started is just for, you know, to bring, like, family together and stuff. It's a good opportunity for family to come down to Champaign if you live in Chicago, and to just see family and, you know, have some cool bonding experiences, I guess, if you haven't seen your kid for a while. So Mom's Weekend was this weekend, and a lot of sororities and fraternities had different events. Even the university organized a lot of things, like dining specials and sales. And stuff like that, like a brunch at Memorial Stadium, I guess that was cool. There was a baseball game versus Rutgers. So a lot of cool things you can do. And even the Daily Line, I had a competition with, you know, how do you...
Yeah, it was the mother-daughter lookalike competition.
How much do you look like your mom? I don't know who won, but from what I've seen from the past years, it's pretty interesting how much people look alike. But one of the things that this is famous for, though, is Friday and Saturday nights... when moms go out with their kids to a bar. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this and we're going to debate what we believe. So stay tuned, WPGU 107.1.
Twitter.com/WPGU 107.1.
Under dark, there of which I stand alone. A face in the
WPG 107.1, take it away with Nick Taurus and Colin today. We're doing a ticket giveaway for the Roger Ebert Festival, Film Festival. We're giving away tickets to Belle, and that's a movie that's happening Thursday, April 19th at 8:30 p.m. Special guest Emma Asante, who is the director of that film. She actually won a BAFTA, which is like a British Oscar, for her film in 2004 called A Waif of Life. So if you want to see Belle at the Virginia Theater for the Eberfest Film Festival on Thursday, April 19th at 8:30 p.m., all you have to do is text us with the answer to our question. Would you go with your mom to a bar? And then add your name to that. So text 217-337-1071. Again, that's 217-337-1071. Just say yes or no to would you go to a bar with your mom and... your name, and then at the end of the show we're going to do a lottery and select the winner for to go see a free screening of Belle for the Eberfest Film Festival on Thursday, April 19th. Again, 217-337-1071. Anyway, let's get back to our topic again, which is would you go to a bar with your mom? And we're going to go with pro at this point. So yes, you would go to a bar with your mom, and I'm going to take this position. I think you should. Colin thinks that you should not. So here's what I'm thinking. Going to a bar with your mom is a great bonding experience as a college student. You're finally 18 or over, and this is the first time where, I mean, hopefully 21 if you can drink too, but you're finally 18 and over, and you can go to a bar with your mom and have fun and dance. Like, that's something you would not do as a high school student. Do you agree?
Wait, you would dance?
No, I mean, yeah, why not? You're not going to go to a bar and talk to her. You can obviously do that at your home or through the phone. So yeah. She's here. You're gonna go and dance and have fun. And, you know, I think it's a bonding experience for... It's something that you can finally do. It's your transition to adulthood. So you can start really, I don't know, having adult fun with... even if it's your mom and your dad... you know, it's the first time you can really go to a bar with them if you're over 19. So that's my first point. And then my second point is that it's a great opportunity for moms and dads. If your mom weekend, you know, maybe your dad is here too. But it's a great opportunity for moms to remember their college days. when they used to go to, you know, when they went to college and they had fun with, you know, with their sorority friends. And so it's their opportunity to come back and have some fun with either people, other alumni that they remember from their sorority or the current people there in the sorority. Like, we always love having alumni in our student, WPGU alumni, who currently work at different radio stations across the country. We recently have had a WGN alumni, Lise. She came over, and we talked a lot. So, you know, I think it's always a good opportunity with Moms Weekend to actually go to a bar and, you know, actually have fun with your mom. Yeah. What do you think about what I said?
I don't know. I think you have somewhat of a point about it being a bonding opportunity. I just think my main thing is there are probably better ones.
Like
a regular restaurant would probably just be less awkward than the bar setting.
But I mean, okay, you can go to a regular restaurant whenever you want.
You can go to bars wherever you want, too. There's at least one in every town.
But now here's the thing. It's not awkward because everyone in town is going with your mom. On Mom's Weekend, you can't go to a bar without a mom. Like, I think it's you should not go to a bar without a mom.
That would be even more awkward. That would be hilarious.
And not only that, the music they play is older, which I prefer.
Okay, that actually does sound like a bit of fun.
So you'll hear some good classic party songs from the 80s, the 70s, and the 90s. And that's the music that I want to listen to when I'm at a bar. So you'll actually hear Africa by Toto, maybe. I don't know. Instead of all the hip-hop that is played today.
Fair enough.
So those are my arguments. But we're going to come back with your arguments. Why you should not go with your mom to a bar. Why you think that's a bad idea. Also, again, a reminder that we're giving away tickets to Belle for the Ebert Fest Festival on Thursday, April 19th. You can go watch that film at 8:30 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. If you want to win tickets, all you have to do is text and answer our question. Would you go to a bar with your mom? Yes or no? To 217-337-1071. Also, don't forget to put your name. Again, 217-337-1071. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com/WPGU1071.
To the new age. from inside.
I'm waking up.
WPG 107.1, take it away with Nick Taurus and Colin today. Take it away is almost daily right now, Monday through Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. You can listen to Take It Away. We got two teams, Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, Thursday. So make sure you stay tuned. Also check out our Facebook page, Take It Away, on Facebook, WPG 107.1. Also, we're giving away tickets to Bell for the Ebert Fest Film Festival. The screening is Thursday, April 19th. At 8:30 p.m. If you want to win those tickets, text in 217-337-1071 with the answer to the question, would you go to a bar with your mom? And so yes or no, plus your name. I already have a few texts already, and it's about 60% no, 40% yes. I think this is your opportunity, Colin, to let us know what you think about
right.
why so, you should not go to a bar with your mom.
So to make sure that we maintain the majority of no's here, we have counter arguments to be made here. So I acknowledge that this is a little bit personal, but I feel like I have a good non-chemically assisted relationship with my mom, and my argument mostly is there are more fun things to do if your mom is on campus. So you mentioned reliving their college days, getting to kind of hang out and remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better to do that where you just like hit a good food spot on campus or even just have a walk around a bunch of the buildings. Because then it's even cooler because you get to see, oh, this is what's new around campus. And, oh, this is the same since I've been here.
Here's my question. Most places I think you can eat are probably not the same currently. Whereas the bars, a lot of them are the same since that time. Like a lot of people will come back and be like, oh, of course, Murphy's. Yeah. And but they won't know which or... I mean, I don't want to name companies, but...
Yeah, some of the chains.
But some of the chains that we have here have not been the same. We have a lot of changes on Green Street lately. But the bars usually stick to where they've been. So,
that's
I mean,
true,
that's my counter-argument, but...
The nostalgia trip, I think, is covered pretty well by the walk of campus, though. Like, seeing all the old campus buildings, I thought that was really cool.
Do you think they would like to sit in a lecture?
No, probably not.
Because I know...
Like, I don't like sitting in lectures without my mom.
In one of my lectures, I had a dad... sit in once, not my dad, some other guy's dad, and the professor actually interacted with the dad a lot, maybe 300 people in the lecture, so for me that would be like very embarrassing, but I think it was great for that guy at least.
I was gonna say, I feel like I have a ton of lectures where someone's parent who has no interest in the subject being there would actually really revitalize the classroom compared to how it normally is.
True. It makes it a little interesting because we have iClicker questions, so you answer you answer a question through an online system. And the parents would answer as well, having no idea. And then you'd be interested to see. So the professor would ask, oh, what did you answer? And, it'd be interesting to see what they think.
Yeah.
What other arguments do you have against?
So the other thing was, it's just kind of personal for me. I mean, I don't really mind that much if you want to go to a bar with your mom. That's just not what me and my mom usually do. We don't do things like going out and dancing. We usually just sit and talk when we're together.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, too. I'm trying to put myself in my shoes, because what if I went to a bar with my mom? And I think it would be a little fun, but awkward, right?
Yeah.
You can obviously have fun other places, but, I mean, I get your argument. Do you have any other arguments?
No, not really. That's about all I got.
I think we can conclude. Actually, we will not conclude. We will conclude later. We'll come back. We're going to do tech news of this week. And then after that, we'll come back and reveal the final answer of whether or not you should go with your mom or not to the bar. And we'll also reveal what you texted in. To remind you about the text system, we are giving away tickets to Bill for the Ebert Fest Film Festival. This Thursday, April 19th, 2018 at 8:30 p.m. Amos Ante, the film director of that, I mean, the director of that film is going to be there as a special guest. She has won a BAFTA, which is a British Oscar, for her film in 2004, A Way of Life. So if you want to win those tickets, answer our question with a yes or no. Would you go to a bar with your mom at 217-337-1071?
We'll Remember right to back. Say no.
We'll be right back on WPG 1071.
Champagne's Alternative, WPGU 1071. And there's a bug inside my bed that's been sleeping nightly closer to my head. Oh, I can feel my chance of escaping slipping closer than you get. I've been around too many popular streets to sing alone. Who could have done this to me? And by my tongue through the day, and then I'm talking my sleep.
WPG 1071, take it away when the guitarist and Alex, also the bell, is with us.
Hi.
Not Alex, Colin.
Oh, shoot, yeah. You're right, Colin is with us. Alex is not here today, but he'll be back again on Wednesday. The bell is with us from Request Live in a few minutes. You can send in your request soon enough. But we're giving away tickets to, funny enough, we're giving away tickets to Bell. Fest, this
yes.
Thursday, April 19th at 8:30 p.m. with special guest, the director, Amos Ante. If you want to go watch that film, send in your text 217-337-1071 with the answer to our today's question, which is, would you go to bar with your mom? Just yes or no, plus your name. I'll tell you, there has been a shift to how many people have voted and what they voted, and it's currently at 67-33.
So, oh man, that's
so
a lot.
More people would say no. So yeah, you're winning, unfortunately, for me. But we're gonna go a little bit different. We're gonna go to the tech news of the week, and we're gonna start with the new iPhone 8 that got released, the red version, which is known by U2's Bono, who has the Red Organization, which is there to help people fight AIDS and Basically, what they do is they sell you a product that is red, and you know they donate the money, and that's how they get like companies involved, which I think is a pretty smart idea.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
But there's a if you want to buy a red iPhone, this is your opportunity. For the, I mean, there have been previous versions in the past, but this is a brand new version. I don't know if you want to. Would you buy that, Colin? Would you buy a red iPhone?
So I would not buy a new iPhone just for this, but luckily they have an option for me because they are also selling red cases.
Where you can still just buy the case.
Yeah, because I don't need a new phone, but the case is pretty cool, and the money goes to a great cause. So I would definitely get that.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty nice. It's like buying a nice car that's red, but
yeah,
but you gotta make sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's I think red is a good color. If it were like anything else, probably would not go with it.
Yeah,
because I'm usually stick to the black usually on electronics. I really black in electronics. I hate other colors. I hate white. I hate. I don't know.
You're like Batman.
Does it come in black or very, very, very dark gray?
Yeah, yes, I like gray too. So yeah, even if I had a car, it'd probably be black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. Like, I much prefer the dark colors to anything else. And I don't know. Like, I would have to see like the type of red. Like, I don't know. I guess I might be picky if it's like a vibrant like. In my face red, like, okay, maybe, but like if it's a darker red, like I'd be down for that.
I like a maroonish
maybe, like, or even like a deep, like a warm crimson. I remember there used to be a Crayola crayon called Brick Red, and that was like the deepest red. That's as deep as you got when you had crayons.
In other news, we talked about Facebook a little bit last time about privacy, but Mark Zuckerberg actually went to Congress to testify.
Yeah.
And it was, there have been a lot of, I have not watched the videos yet, but there have been a lot of memes that have been created out of this. But I mean, the story is that, he went because of the issues with giving away data to another company and then using that for other reasons. But I'm reading that it's pretty interesting how Facebook has actually spent $7 million in campaign contributions already. Mm-hmm. So the people that were asking him have actually gotten money from him too. Which is kind of, I don't know. But
it's just how Congress works.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm
they're getting money
in.
For everybody.
What I am interested in is memes. So as a millennial. So I think the most famous type of meme that's come out of this test, Mark Zuckerberg being in Congress, in the Senate actually hearing, is all the robotic type memes.
Yeah.
So a lot of them relate to him being like a robot, being like, remember to drink water every 5 minutes just to make sure they know that you're a human.
The best one I saw was a smile meter. It was like someone dragging like a smile button, like as if it was a volume rocker, but they push it up to make him smile, I've and he smiled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then also, you know, he had a booster. He's actually not that tall, so I think a lot of people found it funny that he needed to use a booster.
He had a booster, see.
Yeah, and then...
okay, that's the funniest. That's not even a meme, and that's funny.
And which is the... There are a lot of been like, that moment you realize that when... There have been a lot of those when he's drinking water and you can see him in his eyes. Or a lot of people have changed them so that it looks like... I think I saw that in like late night talk shows where they changed the question so that it sounds like he's answering basic Facebook questions. Like my congressman asked, like, so if I post this post, will my daughter see it? Or something like that. Yeah. And then he'll answer and they'll change like they'll change the answer, the question to the answer and stuff like that. But he's definitely... gotten very popular in the meme world.
I wonder if that counts as good or bad publicity. Like, how do you count being memed
Here's
in the publicity
thing,
world?
I don't think it's not that negative, but it is kind of negative against them.
Yeah.
Because of the, especially the robotic kind of kind of ones. Also, I saw another really one I liked where it was like a congressman asked something like, when is my daughter's birthday? He says May 12th. I was like, how did you know that? Like, oh no.
Oh, no.
But yeah, Mark is in, I don't know, is he in trouble?
I mean, kind of. I don't think he can get in any official sort of trouble, public perception trouble, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people, like, I mean, Tesla quit Facebook recently, so I don't know if other companies are going to do it.
Elon Musk was so blasé about it. Like, when people asked about his SpaceX Facebook page, he was like, what, we have a Facebook page? I guess I'll get rid of that.
But come back in a few minutes, we're going to do the giveaway for Bell for Ebert Festival. You still have some time to text in to 217-337-1071 if you want to win tickets for that show on Thursday, April 19th. Answering, would you go to a bar with your mom? Yes or no, plus your name. And then we'll come right back and answer that question for you. Would you do that? Also, you too, coming up next on WPGU 1071.
Champagne. Get ready for WWE Live, Saturday night, June 16th at State Farm Center, in a double main event.
And he's still running his mouth. Who does that?
See Roman Reigns as he battles Samoa Joe.
I own you.
And can The Miz retain his championship?
The Intercontinental Championship?
When he meets Finn Balor.
You're going to find it.
And Seth Rollins.
It's a triple threat match. Deal with it.
Tickets available now at the box office and statefarmcenter.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about? Or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is
said it was easy.
Champagne's Alternative. WPGU 107.1.
Not spoiled by beauty. I have some scars from where I've been. You got eyes that can see right through me. You're not afraid of anything they've seen. I was told that I would feel nothing the first time. I don't know how these cuts heal, but in you, I found a rhyme. If there is a light, you can always see. And there is a world we can always be. If there is a dark that we shouldn't doubt. And there is a light, don't let it go out. And this is the conversation only we could make. You're breaking into my imagination. Whatever's in there, it's yours to take. There is a light you can only see, and there is a
kiss I stole from your mouth, and there is a light, don't let it go out.
Song for someone, you too. What a beautiful song. I love it. Anyway, we're back on Take It Away, WPG 107.1. We're going to announce the Bell movie ticket giveaway for the Ebert Fest Festival in just a few minutes. But let's get to our final answer of would you go to a bar with your mom or dad? Bell, answer that question for us, for yourself.
Okay, I would do it. You know, it's been a while since I've done that, but, you know, it's a pretty chill time. Like, you know, I don't know. This is the thing, though. I would go with them to, like, a chiller place, you know what I mean? Like, if it's hardcore, I don't know, like, I'm not going to expose them to that, you know?
Yeah.
They're sensitive. No, they're tough, but, I don't know. I just feel like that wouldn't be their scene. They're very tranquil people, my mom and dad. So, you know, I think it would be better to take them somewhere classy, like a classy joint. You know?
Like a restaurant?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, Colin. Unfortunately for me, I got announced that most people voted not to go to a bar with their mom. 60%
victory.
No. 40% no. Yes. But yeah, congrats, Colin. If I had a ringer or something like that, I'd play it right now.
ding ding ding. Yeah. Knockout.
But yeah, that's our a debate. I don't know for today. Also, we want to announce that the winner for Bell for this Thursday night at the Eberfest Film Festival is Lori. So congrats, Lori, for winning those tickets.
Go, Lori.
She voted no, by the way. Also, a word she included before no is one that I cannot mention on air. So she really did not want to go with her mom to a bar. Yeah, congrats, Lori. We'll contact you soon, right after the show. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening to WPG 107.1. Take It Away. You can check us out on Facebook, WPG 107.1. Take It Away. You can search that and you'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're almost daily from now on, Monday through Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
The Bell is in one of the teams, the Tuesday-Thursday team.
Yes.
And then me, Colin, and Alex, who's going to be here again on Wednesday, yes, is on the Monday-Wednesday.
The original squad.
The original squad. So, yeah, thanks everyone for listening to Take It Away. Beck.
Take it away.